title.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Numerous countries have told me they're on the way. Some are very enthusiastic about it, and some aren't. Some are countries that we've helped for many, many years. We've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic. I just want the fake news media and everybody else to remember that that was said, because I've been a big critic of all of the protecting of countries, because I know that we'll protect them, and if ever needed, if we ever needed help, they won't be there for us.
Yeah, that is the key point. Allies that come warming and swarming around the USA when they want something, when we ask them for some support, they tend to walk away. You got friends like that, right? You can't trust them. They're not going to be there when you need them. And many of them are even the members of the NATO pact, which we agreed as a U.S. nation to sign on with them, that if your nation is attacked, we will come to your rescue. That's exactly what started Putin running into Ukraine. He did not want Ukraine to be under NATO protection, knowing it could bring in the USA. We don't want Ukraine inside NATO at that point either. But this issue now, centering around the Strait of Hormuz, trying to shut down illegal shipments, and the allies, and I almost joke and choke going on to say that word, the allies of the USA are not willing to send in ships to help control the Hormuz Straits and escort tankers and other container ships through the Hormuz Straits. We're just going to let the Americans do it. When the supplies dry up, at their end of what they need and what they want, maybe then they'll begin to realize. But the other key point to remember, and Trump was quick to remind them, if they get us out of the way, they'll be coming after you. Do you not understand that? They do, but they still think they're in a Joe Biden appeasement procedure. Larry Connors, USA here. We're here every Monday through Friday, normally 6 to 8 p.m. This program will be replayed at 6 to 8 tonight. But tonight and today, and Jamie Allman is taking some well-deserved time off. I mean, when you host 3 martini lunch every day, you need more time off. So we want Jamie to enjoy it. And I'm thankful to have a chance to cover his 12 o'clock slot for you. I don't have a 3 martini lunch for you. You bring shot glasses, we'll got some whiskey if you bring your own bottle. Yeah, there's one or two things you must do. But glad to be here. Jamie will be back tomorrow. When Trump is pointing out our allies are just kind of hesitant, sitting on the edge, this is not the kind of friend you want as we're dealing with a crisis around the world. Our allies are technically abandoning the U.S. Make no mistake about it. All right, well, Larry Connors, USA, here we are, hour number one, March 17, 2026. And with Larry Connors, USA, we promise you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more information than you have right now. Hold me to that guarantee. Take notes. And we've got a lot of material to give you. We are like a bull charging out of the gate every day. We're loaded with information. In our next hour, Never Trumper John LeBoutier Oh, this is going to tick off Tim Jones immediately. Speaker Tim Jones does not like John Louboutier. I do, but I have differences with John. It could be a contentious interview because we're going to talk about his view of what Trump is doing right now and the Democrat Party and how it's falling apart. That's coming up in our next hour. And I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program even as I speak. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Or you go to Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast because we want to give you every opportunity to hear the program, watch the program, and more importantly, this is key. And I ask this one favor of you. If you cannot listen and watch entirely at this point, please push the share button. When you watch later on a Rumble stream or any of the other podcast outlets, push share. Send it on to others of like mind. And for that matter, send it to your enemies. Get them riled up and involved. We all need to be focused on our nation and what we're doing going forward. Now, later in this hour, we've got Iranian expert Fred Flights. 30-plus years with the CIA and American Intel. He's going to give us an inside picture of what's happening in Iran, what we can expect from the next plays. That's still to come. Plus, the story behind the story. This is a feature we recently started at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, or the end of this hour coming up, where we look back on something, the story behind the story. The other day we did Guyana, the Jonestown Massacre, remember? Today's story, the mass murders case in Houston. At least 30 young boys, aged 12 to 14, killed. Now, they called it a mass murders case because at that time, in 1973, the term serial killing had not really been invented. But that's really what it turned out to be, a serial killing. It is a chilling story. I was there from day one and through the trial. And I've had a few episodes since then that have basically turned my stomach. This will be a two-parter. Today, number one part of the Houston mass murders. Now back to our dealing with Iran at this point. Maria Bartiromo.
Security chief Ali Larry Johnny has been killed in an Israeli strike. Iran still launching more retaliatory strikes at Israel as neighboring Gulf countries hit Dubai International Airport and multiple commerce facilities, with American banks having offices inside the Dubai Financial Center. That happened on Friday. Of course, President Trump says that he is going to be moving to postpone his trip to Beijing, and we spoke with Gordon Chang about it yesterday. Why? We have been talking about this, and I raised the question in the last 2 weeks, will this Iran war delay the president's trip to Beijing?
The president of the United States should not go to the Chinese capital during a war where China is helping the other side. Matter of fact, China is helping Iran so much that it really is an enemy combatant. For instance, providing military intelligence, weapons, all the rest of it, everything except for combat troops. So I think that President Trump's message to China is absolutely, absolutely the right one.
And that means it will not be taking place for maybe another month and a half, if that soon. In the meantime, he's got to deal with, quote, our allies, our friends, in trying to control the Hormuz Strait and shipments of oil and other cargo through there. Iran continues to expand attacks across the Persian Gulf. You heard in that report from Maria Bartiromo, they put up another commander. Boom, he's out. Next in line. Would you like to be the next commander of the Iranian forces? That's not a target just on your back. That's already putting you in a grave. And when we look at Tehran trying to widen the conflict because they continue to hit other countries, you have to ask, why are these other countries willing to not go against Iran in more detail? They have occasionally, but generally they just shoot down missiles and drones fired at them. President Trump has said, I feel vindicated in years of questioning the fidelity of our Western alliances because I've called them to rally around the flag. They have refused to answer. And even pointing out nations like Britain should have rightly come with enthusiasm. Who is helping us in the Strait of Hormuz? France, ruling out any military role. Not going to do it. Germany, rejecting any military involvement. Australia, the same, not going to send troops over the ships to the Strait. Ireland, ruling out participation. Spain, rejecting any involvement. We're just talking about putting ships in the water to help escort the various ships trying to get through the Strait of Hormuz. That's a major checkpoint, and it is also a major chokehold. But what we have, unfortunately, right now is too many of them that just don't want to get involved. And I want to put that against this. First of all, the national counterterrorism expert appointed by Trump has resigned. He resigned because he does not like what we're doing in Iran. But on top of that, and you could say this is fake news, but Al Jazeera, there's an Al Jazeera op-ed that is praising the U.S.-Israeli operation against Iran, saying that the Dems and media critics are all wrong. General Jack King.
Lara Johnny, not well known, has been running the country for the last 18 months, day in and day out. He has subsumed the power of the presidency. When the supreme leader, the Ayatollah, was alive, he designated him to run the country on an interim basis. Only he's been running it for sure since the Ayatollah died, despite the fact that his son has been appointed Mujahab, you know, as his successor. So this is the most significant leadership impact of the war since the Ayatollah was killed on day one of the war. It is a huge deal here. And from what I understand, other leaders were also killed.
Yeah, and who else wants to be next? And the current condition of the appointed leader, Khomeini's son, severely wounded possibly, could be dead according to Trump. Brian Kilmeade of Fox News asking a former U.S. ambassador what can be done at this point when it comes to dealing with Iran and the Hormuz Strait.
Before the Operation Midnight Hammer, Iran was believed to have 60% of highly enriched uranium. If I wanted that just for energy, what percentage would I have that on?
3 to 5%.
So what are they doing at 60% while denying that they want a weapon?
Well, that's clearly the fact that this is a military program. And what we've complained about for years, there's no legitimate civilian use for 60% highly enriched uranium. And that overlooks that there's also 500 pounds of 20% enriched uranium as well.
Right. Okay. Now, when you have 60% uranium, how tuned, how quick can you make it a weapons grade of 90 or 100%? What's the time?
Well, 60% is 90% to 90% there, which is almost at the goal line. We used to use football analogies.
Right.
They're on the 10-yard line with 60% about to score, but they need the centrifuge technology in order to enrich it the rest of the way, and I think we've done a good job at destroying those centrifuges.
We do not want them to get another yard. Now, there's another issue in our hemisphere, which is beginning to boil.
Another significant story we're following, an island-wide blackout hit Cuba yesterday amid that country's deepening energy and economic crisis. All 11 million residents of the island were without power after energy officials reported complete disconnection of the national electrical grid. Only about 5% of the island's power was restored by late last night. with officials warning the fragile grid could fail again. The blackout is Cuba's third major outage in just 4 months, as the government lacks proper funding for repairs as well as the needed spare parts. Cuba's president recently acknowledged the island has not received oil in 3 months and blamed the outages on the Trump administration's halting of Venezuelan oil shipments after the capture of Nicolas Maduro. President Trump was asked about Cuba yesterday in the White House.
But I think Cuba's the Indian. You know, all my life I've been hearing about the United States and Cuba. You know, when will the United States do it? I do believe I'll be the honor of having the honor of taking Cuba. That'd be good honor. It's a big honor.
Taking Cuba.
Taking Cuba in some form, yeah. Taking Cuba. I mean, whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth? They're a very weakened nation right now.
Now, you know what that's going to do with the left? They're going to start rabble-rousing, spreading rumors and gossip and fear that we're going to invade Cuba. That's not what he said. By taking Cuba, we could just make it possible for the Cuban people who want to be free of the Castro regime, as in Iran, they want to be free of the Ayatollah. All that could happen. And the part of it, obviously, when we shut off those oil supplies from Venezuela, we knew it was going to reach a crisis point. And that's where we are at this time. Coming up, Fred Flights, Vice Chair of the American Policy Institute, longtime friend and exceptionally well-versed in Iran, 30 years in national intel, including the CIA. You'll want to hear his views on what could happen next, maybe what should happen. Plus, the story behind the story, the Houston mass murders. More than 30 young boys kidnapped off the streets, tortured, killed. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window.
800 off every door and get a free upgrade to Smart Sunglass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey. I've been drinking to remember and drinking to forget. I got I love you on my mind. I got Jim Beam on my breath and loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. It must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And with all due respect to Jamie Allman, toss that martini out, fill it up with whiskey. Welcome back, Larry Connors USA. 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And today, because Jamie is off, I was asked to fill in his slot, and I'm more than honored to do so. Thank you for allowing me to step in for you. My guest, Fred Flights, Vice Chair of the American First Policy Institute, in the Center for American Security. Fred, welcome aboard.
Hey, Larry, good to be here.
I got a lot of material to go through with you, and I want to get, first of all, your reaction to Congressman Mark Harris of North Carolina. He's saying he thinks Donald Trump is doing everything to avoid putting boots on the ground in Iran, but then adds the enriched uranium they have needs to be seized or taken out. And how do you see that playing out?
I'm hearing that argument, and I'm seeing people going on Fox News saying we need to send special operation troops into Iran to dig out this enriched uranium. It's just not necessary. This enriched uranium is in a gaseous form. It's buried under lots of rubble. It would take considerable effort if Iran can ever excavate it, and if it's even usable to make it into nuclear weapons fuel. I mean, we're talking several years. The people who think that this is putting Iran a few weeks or months from a bomb, they don't know what they're talking about.
All right, well, let me interrupt you there. That's been a key point of contention. Why are you doing this? If it's going to be that far away, it's not an imminent threat. Why don't we allow them more time? I don't want to give them another damn day.
Well, I agree with that. Look, I think this is a necessary operation for several reasons. Iran had resumed work on its nuclear program. It was assembling a missile shield. It would have so many missiles by the end of this year, we would never have been able to intervene to stop their nuclear weapons effort. I know people are saying they were weeks or months of getting a weapon. After the 12-day war, they actually weren't. They were further away. But they were certainly going to get one at this rate if we had not intervened. But I mean, I understand that people are saying we need to recover this enriched uranium, this enriched uranium gas. That just can't be done that easily, and it would pose a huge risk to American troops.
Well, let me raise the other issue that came up the other day since you and I last talked, that maybe they were going to be putting suicide drones on ships, then getting them close enough to our coastline to fire those into our nation.
Well, I mean, it's pretty difficult to do that without detection. You know, there was a report about a week ago that there would be an Iranian drone ship off the coast of California that was going to fire drones. That wasn't true. This is harder to do than people realize, but I do think that the threat from drones are an enormous security threat to our country, not just from the Iranians, and the U.S. government has not done enough to defend against this. You know, Larry, my son made a drone in our basement,
and
it was pretty damn good. It flew about 100 yards before it crashed. This is a guy with no engineering experience.
Yeah.
And think about what you could do if you had an engineer.
Well, you can buy one on Amazon and weaponize it and use it inside our nation.
Parts online from China.
Yes.
And he put this thing together. So, because if you buy it on Amazon, there's restrictions of where it can fly. But if you build one yourself, with plans to get off the internet, it's an enormous threat.
I don't believe they're going to care about restrictions where they fly, if that's what the intent is. So Al Jazeera op-ed today is praising what we're doing in our operation against Iran, saying Democrats and the media critics are wrong. I hate to praise Al Jazeera, but what's your thought?
Well, you know, you catch me early about Joe Kent, the DNI official who resigned. And it's funny, I'm about to post a tweet where I mentioned that Al Jazeera article, which says that the operation is working because Iran's capability to extend its power in the region and worldwide has been greatly curtailed because of the operation. Its domestic capability to crack down and kill its people has been cut down. So I think it's ironic for this former Trump official to resign in anger because he thinks this is a terrible policy that the U.S. was pushed into because of pro-Israel forces in the U.S. and the Israeli government. I think this op-ed came out at a very good time to show that Joe Kent's absolutely wrong.
I think he wants to side up with the leftists and get an anchor spot on one of their channels. But for the folks that are a little behind this a little bit, Joe Kent was appointed by Trump as director of the National Counterism Terrorism Center. And he said, I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. There is no imminent threat. The same thing we were discussing a moment ago.
Well, I mean, there is not an imminent threat. What really bothers me is that he's blaming this on Israeli officials and pro-Israel forces in the U.S. He's blaming the Jews. He's blaming Israel. And we don't want that in a conservative movement, in the liberal movement. And frankly, this is a fringe wacko, and I'm happy he's out of the administration.
Yeah, I am to that extent. President Trump saying, I'm feeling vindicated in the years I've been questioning the fidelity of our Western allies because they're not rallying around the flag and, in fact, refusing to answer.
It's a shame because we could do this on our own, but it would be a lot better if our traditional allies, especially the UK, were with us. We know that they haven't been spending on the military. They don't have the resources to make a big difference. But we could use their counsel. We could use the ability they have to bring other nations in to support the operation. I think they're eventually going to like the outcome of this operation. But, I mean, this is a key time when if we could go in together, it would give us a lot more support, able to get people to support the outcome. But, look, we have these left-wing, spineless leaders running European states, and unfortunately they've made some bad decisions.
Well, you've got a security analyst, Michael Clark, I'm sure you're familiar with. He said, we're going to need a lot of ships if we're going to try to control the strait. We need to position them along the Iranian border. That would help with the protection and getting ships through. So if we had more of these countries stepping forward, we wouldn't be stretched as far. Germany is not offering. France is not offering. Australia, Ireland, Spain. No, we're not going to do it.
I think we can take care of the straits by the airstrikes we're doing right now of nearby areas that are shooting missiles and drones at the strait. I think in terms of the waterway, that the U.S. Navy can handle that. It's the drones and the missiles that are the biggest threat, and I think we can deal with that threat.
Well, what about those that make this decision that we're not going to step up and offer you any help? Then when they have to realize at some point, the threat's going to come back to them.
You know, there have been Iranian assassination squads in Europe, in the UK.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me that this is a big benefit to see this regime fall, to see the power projection capabilities of this regime to be greatly diminished. But, you know, the UK has, like, elections have consequences, and the UK has a prime minister who's frankly pretty far to the left, and he's just not going to listen to reason or stand up for the UK's actual security interests.
So overnight, Israeli forces took out the latest leader appointed. Next one up.
Lara Jani, who was the head of their security services, a very powerful hawk. It's going to undermine the ability of this government to organize they knocked off the head of the besieged militia forces, which are being used to repress the Iranian people. It's further hurting the leadership structure of this country, and I hope it allows a massive, lasting demonstration that will bring down the government.
And that, of course, some would say, well, you are trying to nation build. You want to take over Iran.
I believe this operation is intended, well, it's focused on regime weakening, not regime change. We can't change the regime from the air, but it appears we can greatly weaken it.
So what are we doing with the Kurds? Is the CIA, you think, working with them, trying to come in from the north and take over Iran?
I think there's a lot of things going on concerning the Kurds. There are Iranian Kurds in northern Iran who have left Iran and they're living in Iraq. And these Iranian Kurds, I think, have an interest in coming back and reclaiming areas of their country that they had to flee because of the oppression of the Iranian people. Now, whether Iraqi Kurds will be involved in that, I don't know. But I think that a lot of things are going on behind the scenes to support the Iranian people.
One other point there. We have hit Karg Island, but we apparently just went after the tanks and the shipping lanes and docks, not hitting the infrastructure itself. In the last 15 seconds, are we trying to protect it for future use for us?
I wonder if we're protecting it for future use by the Iranian people. And also, it leaves Trump an option if he needs to escalate further against the regime. But if we were to blow that up, it would also be an enormous environmental catastrophe.
Well, Fred, as always, you are so loaded with information. I appreciate you going on our forced march, because that's pretty much what it was.
Good to be here. Thanks, Larry.
You bet. Fred Flight's an expert, as you can tell, on Iran. 30-plus years. CIA and other national intel agents. He knows what's going on, as far as we can tell from outside. Now, coming up next, our story behind the story. We're going to flash back in time from where we are now, back to 1973, and when your anchor here was a young reporter and covering one of the biggest stories of my life. And it's affected me for years as well. Still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit RBASTL.com. RBASTL.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels. Low number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Eyewitness News correspondent Larry Connors has covered the story since that first night.
David, this entire story of sadistic homosexual slayings would almost appear to be fiction, scripted with the full intention of shocking readers over and over again. It's that hard to believe. So many lives involved, so many killed over such a long period of time, and all of it going undetected. But it's not fiction. It's very real. A deadly conspiracy now listed as one of the most horrifying crimes in this century. An innocent-looking Pasadena home, but some of the people who went in were carried out in plastic bags. They had been murdered. Death in most cases came after the victims had been subjected to various sex acts and torture. The victims were all boys in the early to mid-teens who allegedly had been lured into a death trap by this young man, 17-year-old Elmer Wayne Henley. It was Henley who unveiled this secret of mass killings and led police to the graves of the dead.
Numerous countries have told me they're on the way.
So Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. broke the case open because at one point during the preceding night, the main purveyor and ruler of his mass killings, serial killings, David Brooks, was one of his colleagues, and they were tied up by Dean Coral, who was the man overseeing the boys. And Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. brought a woman, a young girl, to the house, and Dean Coral did not want women inside. He tied up Elmer Wayne Henley, tied him to one of their torture boards, large piece of plywood fixed with basically handcuffs for your hand, your feet, a hole punched in the center of the board about waist high for things you don't even want to begin to think about. Now, at the time the story broke, it was called the mass murders because the term serial killer wasn't popularized until around 1974. So this was a year short of that. But however you want to describe it, it was horror.
Henley said he and two other young people were intended victims Wednesday morning. At that time, they had passed out at Coral's house after an all-night party.
I woke up, and he was clamping handcuffs on me. I was laying on my stomach. The other two were on their stomach, and they were handcuffed, and their feet were tied. I can't remember whether he tied my feet afterwards or they were tied when I woke up.
I'd torture him if he'd let me go.
Was he going to, what, did he want you to kill them then?
To begin with, he wanted to kill me. He was mad because I brought the chick over there. The chick wanted to run away from home, and I was going to travel with Dean. I thought it was safe. I didn't know no better.
Henley said at one point, Coral put down his gun. He picked it up, ordered Coral to release the other victims, but he refused. And Henley says he shot Coral repeatedly. Henley's initial story makes it sound as if he were, in effect, a hero. But police suspicions were confirmed the next day. Henley said he had been involved in the murder and burial of some victims found in the dirt floor of this storage shed.
And that storage shed had been rented years before by Dean Coral. It was a dirt floor. And he constantly paid in advance so no one would have reason to go inside. And he was digging up the floor with each new body and dumping them into a grave after he had wrapped them in plastic and then covering it with lime so the bodies would decompose faster. That boat shed was about the length of, let's say, no more than maybe 8 feet, well, correction, I'll put it maybe 10 feet wide, maybe 25 feet long. It was a hot August day as they began to undig the bodies. The stench was overpowering to the extent some had to leave. But those still trying to bring the bodies out and identify them, they couldn't. Now, this is before police procedures were so tight and strict. Photographers and reporters were standing around on the inside watching in total amazement, shock. And even some reporters had to leave. The bodies continued to come out.
For most of Wednesday night, lawmen continued to unearth bodies. All supposedly young boys, early to mid-teens, all had their hands tied, the bodies wrapped in plastic. Lime had been poured over the victims to help decompose the bodies. It did a more than adequate job. Bits and pieces of skeletons were removed time and time again. In some cases, flesh clung to bones like jelly. The stench inside that shed was almost overpowering. Those with weak stomachs stayed out. Just before closing down the digging operations for that night, a lieutenant in the Houston Homicide Division talked about the victims, and he talked about the killers.
How would you classify this series of crimes?
Just like I said a while ago, a hell of a sadistic type of a clown that'd pull something like this.
And you think most of these victims are young boys?
I'm pretty reasonably sure they are. The reports that we have, missing persons, are all a bunch of kids, 13, 14, 15 years old.
The death site and the grave site itself appears tragic enough, but do you think many of them one another any torture?
Well, when you're fooling with a nut like this, but a pervert, you can expect most of anything.
And most of the boys had disappeared over a period of months, maybe 18 or less, from the same Houston Heights suburb. They were all considered to be runaways. It was a poor community. No one cared about the boys. They were all white, but no one was concerned. The parents were. They couldn't get any real help from police. Oh, your child's just run away like so many others did. And yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I know many of you enjoy the food, the drinks, the service at all Napoli locations. Well, lately someone is spreading false rumors about Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Some claim the Clayton location will be closing. Founder Tony Piatosa and sons Andy and Kai want me to assure you that is false. Or in their words, if you think we're closing, forget about it. So continue enjoying all Cafe Napoli's. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Mama.
Who's this?
It's Wayne.
Yes, this is Mama, baby.
Mama?
Yes.
I killed Dean.
Wayne?
Ma'am?
Wayne, you didn't.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, God. Where are you?
It's all right.
Wayne?
It's all right. It's all right.
Where are you?
I'm out of his warehouse.
Where?
Out of that warehouse, he keeps.
Can I come out there?
Yeah, yes.
No. Is that my hand part?
She can't. No, you can't come. I'm with the police, Mama.
That was Dean I'm sorry, Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. calling his mother. The phone call was arranged, and I would give Ingenuity credit for Channel 5 KPRC photographer Jack Cato for allowing him to use his two-way and hooking it up to the station for them to call his mother. And, of course, Jack Cato actually recorded that conversation. Then, of course, would come the trial eventually. But before we get to the trial, there's a lot more to cover. In one part, Dean Corll was sometimes called the Candyman. That was a misnomer because the true Candyman in the Houston area was a man who would later poison his kids with Halloween lace cyanide. But the Candyman label attached to Dean Corll because his parents owned a candy shop. But he was not luring these kids, 13, 14, with candy. It was drugs and alcohol and sex. And it led to their death. And we'll tell you, when it came to the trial, Brooks and Henley were convicted. Brooks was the second young man involved, other than Elmer Wayne Henley. Brooks came down with COVID-19 related complications in a Galveston hospital in 2020. And then he died after serving 45 years of a life sentence. Elmer Wayne Henley Jr., still alive, serving life in prison, more than one. And he began to take up artwork. A Louisiana art dealer suggested maybe they would help generate income for you and your mother. He was looking to make money on it, obviously. And of course, a lot of the victim's relatives were outraged that he was making any money from what happened. I've had contact via other people with Elmer Wayne Henley since he was convicted, and he remains in prison in Texas for life. And of course, Dean Corll was killed by Henley. But there's a lot we don't know about Dean Corll. He had come to Houston from Atlanta, and there were a lot of questions about missing boys around Atlanta. And there were additional questions about missing boys around the Houston area. And it came down to basically this consideration, not a fact, a consideration. Dean Corll would enlist someone like Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. to go out and procure boys and bring them to him. And then he would tie them up to his torture board, do whatever he wanted to with them, and then kill them. And the intent was to do the same at some point with Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. So it wasn't just the fact that he brought a girl to the event. So the question is still open. How many other boys might have been killed prior to Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. being brought in by Dean Corll? In other words, had Dean Corll killed not only in Houston, but in Atlanta and many places in between, numerous teenage boys, and maybe when it got tired of one particular one, he would kill them, and there would go that evidence. These bodies were not just found in a boat shed. That first night, there were 8 recovered, and boy, it was over with 17 bodies pulled out. And then the case expanded into East Texas, and then back to Galveston. So yes, there will be more to this story in our second edition tomorrow. in the story behind the story of the Houston mass murders. Hour two still to come up. I encourage you to stay and remind you also that every program we put up is available as a podcast. Pulling up at NewsTalkSTL or LarryConnorsUSA.com. And if you pull it up, podcast or audio, please push share. Send it to others. Second hour coming, and I remind you of our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law, O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And, of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Underlaw does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Underlaw has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.